A day of heavy rain has caused flooding and traffic problems in southeast South Dakota. In many cases, the rain taxed city storm sewers to their limits. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
Excess rainwater flows into the storm sewer in Centerville at a more relaxed pace than during the powerful storms of earlier in the day. Storms came in two waves during the day, with the first rain saturating ground that has seen plenty of moisture lately. That left no place for the rains from the second storm to go. Centerville Fire Chief Tim Ganshaw says it will take a while for the town's storm sewers to completely drain.
Everything's running smooth. There's water sitting on the streets, mainly because there's so much water sitting. It's got to drain from the east side of town all the way to the west side of town. So it's just going to take some time for everything to get sloped down to the river.
Officials say as much as a half foot of rain fell in some parts of the southeast. Mike Foose with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says meteorologists figured on storm totals of a half inch to 2 inches of rain.
But they started training the thunderstorms, especially along an axis from Bonhomme and Yankton County straight northeastward through Sioux Falls. And it just kept going and going along some upper level features that didn't want to move for whatever reason. And that's when we started getting these 4 to 6 inch rainfall amounts before it finally shoved east after mid-afternoon.
Foo says most of the flooding issues were confined to communities, especially those with poor drainage systems. Some farm fields in southeast South Dakota were flooded, and officials report a house fire in Brandon that was caused by lightning. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Centerville.